So Connie Temweka Gabisile Chumi is a South African actress and filmmaker. She's known for film roles in Black Panther, Black is King, and Blesses, and television. She appeared in Zone 14, Rhythm City, and Chamora. She was born in Velkom, and yeah, I think it's just a fascinating story. Welcome, Connie. We are so happy about this amazing award, and this well-deserved award, and we chuffed about it. It's good to have you, and it's great to be celebrating this award with you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Connie, we got a bad line. I'm not quite certain if maybe we should just try and reconnect with Connie Chumi. It's a conversation that I want to have, and it's that vitality. I want to know what that elixir of youth is that she has in abundance. She boasts an illustrious acting career spanning 45 years and has starred in local television classics, as I said. Incredibly proud of Connie, we all are. So it is the NSC VSOP Privileged Lifetime Achievement Award. It celebrates and honors courageous South Africans who push the boundaries of their own success, stand for their convictions, and epitomize excellence. And as the leading award of the evening, Connie Chumi has now joined a growing list of Hennessy Lifetime Achievement Award winners who have graced the GQ Motti stage over the last 4 years. These include legendary actor, director John Carney, former South African footballer and businessman Kaiser Matung, and most recently music maestro and jazz icon Sipho Hotsticks Mabuza. Connie Chumi joins us again. Connie, we all want to find out, what is that elixir of youth? Tell us about it. We also want to stay young forever.
You know what? I normally say to people, except that genetic, I'm surrounded by young people all the time at my work, where I work. I have grandchildren, you know, so maybe they are the ones who are keeping me young.
I guess when you get like an award, like a Lifetime Achievement Award, it symbolizes a lifetime of contribution, a bit of a need to step back and look back at the achievements that came with time. I've mentioned some of the names that you've played in. There's so many others. What would you say are standout roles that you've played over the time?
I can think of, maybe I should think of the very first role that I debuted me in the industry, which was Tembi, when I was doing Inkomo Dlayota with the late Henry Cele, may his soul rest in peace. Then I would say Stella in Zone 14. I would say Mamuketi in Rhythm City, and then the latest one, which is Sonto. Those are the ones that I could say they really stand out on the roles that I have played.
This is Connie Chumi.
Nationally, that is.
We would imagine, just being spectators nearly to your success, we would imagine that in the initial stages of your career, you know, you get given roles and then you can become a little more choosy as you gain stature in your art form. Is there a role that you really wanted to play? I see there's a couple, or a role that you still want to play. Whose story do you think you would like to tell?
I would still like to tell the story of, maybe I could say, Winnie Mandela.
Yeah.
There hasn't really, I think, been a story that has been written specially about her, because I believe she has really played a big role in our struggle in South Africa, and the little parts that have been written, they were not based on her life per se. It was roles of other people and her being the support. So I still feel like we need to know more about her, because some of the stories that we heard were more of the propaganda that was said about her, I think.
Yes, you know, that answer came so quickly and so confidently, says Connie Chumi, our guest, veteran actress, of course, honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's nearly like you are manifesting it, that you are planning to make this happen.
Can you just ask that question again?
I said that answer came so quickly and so confidently. The story of Winnie Mandela must be told, and I want to tell that story. Are you going to make this happen? Are you busy making it happen?
It will happen.
You are manifesting.
Now that I've spoken about it, I'm not a writer. I can only write an idea, and I don't actually know everything, but I know out there are people who know more. So I'm hoping that people that are writers can, you know, get into it. More research should be done, and it can be told, even if I am not the one who's telling it, but it needs to be told.
No, Ma, you put it into the ether, you've got to tell that story. But you know what's going to happen? Because Winnie Mandela is such a big brand, such a big story,
yeah,
that must be told. The Americans are going to want to play a role. How do you feel about them playing the roles of Madiba? And
I don't feel, you know what, we live in a global world, right?
Yeah.
And I just feel like there are certain roles that are so sensitive that it would be good for them to be played by fellow men. Because, you know, we've got our cultures there. We have our nuances of how we do things.
Yes.
If you are from the Eastern Cape, there are certain ways that we behave. There are certain things that we do. I think you could take a South African to go and play Martin Luther King. So I believe some of the roles, really, they are so sensitive that it could be good if they are portrayed by people who actually were, you know, who understand the culture,
yes,
very well, who have been in the South African struggle, because we have all been in different situations, but depending where you are, it's not exactly the same.
Why would you be excluded? Because you certainly have the competency, or do they sometimes not look at the talent pool that we have in this country as suitably or equally capable?
You say, why am I being excluded? Excluded from,
yes,
what?
Yes, why would you be excluded, you know, from playing that role? Let's just say it's a big production from a production house in America, and they want to play one of their leading actors or actresses in that role. Why would do they still think that we are not capable or not equally capable?
I am not sure if I understand your question. You mean, if it was written for an American person, then they have to also look at me or as a South African actor.
Now, that's what I'm absolutely saying. We're hoping, of course, that a South African is going to rise to the occasion and do justice to the story of Winnie Mandela. But
yes.
I think that's what I'm saying. If it's written out on that side, they may just think A-list, yeah, an A-list,
yes,
actor, whatever that means.
You know what the argument? You know, until South African corporates and our South African government departments, which are responsible for this industry, until they realize that the talent is also here in South,
yes,
Africa, and they put money into these productions, then the external people will always come and dictate to us, because they will tell you that it's our money and we are bringing in the money, so we will choose whoever we want, the person that we think will sell, who is more internationally recognized. But the argument is, when are we going to make our own stars? You know, put our own money into our own productions and make and groom our own stars who will reach that standard.
I'm absolutely with you. Just looking at your early history, Phoggy and Bess, Ipitombi, Little Shop of Horrors, I'm asking about the role of theater in the future. Are young people embracing the possibilities thereof, or is a theater doomed to die?
No, theater is alive. We just need to bring it back. And unfortunately, COVID, you know, has affected a lot of industries, and theater being one of them. You know, I believe there is a lot of potential and possibilities for our theater in South Africa. We can't let it die. We need to, you know, to make sure that we bring the audiences back to the theater. We need to write more of our South African stories and bring people there. There are a lot of talented writers out there, a lot of actors out there, a lot of our technicians out there. There's no way we can allow theater to die. Theater is alive. Theater is a good source of education and training for most of us. Even myself, as I'm sitting here, I wish I could go back on stage and do something on stage.
Chatting with Connie Chumi, and we're going to have to wrap it up. But again, congratulations, and it's well deserved, honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award. If you don't mind, we want to just play a little bit of your show reel. We just want to show off your gravitas as one of the great, of course, actors that have come from this continent and certainly from South Africa. Let's take a listen.
The mining tribe will not challenge. Vision.
Let me tell you something about that queen. You know, when Queen was 6 years old, she peed on my favorite cashmere blanket.
Here we go again.
And I was paying fees for her at St. Catherine's. What did she do then? She peed again, stealing teachers' cars, other students' cars. I raised her together with you to be good children, you know, like sisters. But that child is so unruly. You know, she's wild. You and I made a pledge years ago to fight for this country. And I'm not going to stand here and watch my country going up in flames. Your deputy is paying off your minister to vote for this nuclear deal. And if we catch them in the act, we can stop this whole nonsense once and for all.
Maluma is gathering enough numbers to take me out. I can't expose myself like this.
He's about to sell our country off wholesale. It's a crisis, comrade.
I can't be spying on my own cabinet members.
Mr. President. Heads are going to roll. Malunga knows that he was being spied on.
The Deputy President is not supposed to know about SOG.
And right now, he's threatening to accuse Eusebius of trying to assassinate him if he doesn't step down.
And that's the voice and the power of Connie Chumi. It was really lekker to chat with you, Ma. And we're looking for a lot more, including that Winnie Mandela work in the not-too-distant future.
Amen.
We're going to make it happen. You take care.